following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
She tells her friends you're a sweet guy. Prove it. This Valentine's Day, be her hero with the Valentine's Day bouquet from Edible Arrangements. Juicy heart-shaped pineapples and strawberries dipped in gourmet chocolate. To order the Valentine's Day bouquet, visit one of our locations. Call 1-877-DO-FRUIT or go to ediblearrangements.com. Gifts start at $29. To celebrate early, see our Valentine's specials like free delivery at ediblearrangements.com/sweet.
Edible Arrangements.
See website for details. Prices and store participation may vary.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during basketball season. So the men's store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
He can clinch it here with his one free throw. So Steve Garcia of Hoboken, New Jersey, you just need to focus and get your wife that diamond tennis bracelet she wants for Valentine's Day. The whole season's on the line. And while we're at it, Christmas was months ago. Please take down the holiday lights.
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insights from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is a Tuesday, February the 12th. 2 days for you lovers out there to take care of. I'm throwing this story out there right now. I'm sorry. We got a great bunch of people that we work with around here normally.
Normally.
But one of our lovely sales gals has flowers on her desk today. And I go, yeah, I noticed them there. You know, hey, you like my flowers? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I said, I noticed them there yesterday. I was going to mess with the card on them. Evidently, they arrived after she was out at a meeting or something. Well, no, it's Valentine's week and husband
didn't. Valentine's week?
Well, Valentine's. I said, well, is there something special besides? No, it's Valentine's week. Husband didn't want to forget, so he sent them. You know, he ordered them last week. No brownie points. You know, it's like, oh, what a dork. Oh, what a moron. Oh, what's going on? What a weirdo. Yeah. And you know, she better be getting something Thursday, too.
Oh, God, yes.
That's an
installment. That's an installment. That's not the payment. That is an installment.
That's right. This
doesn't take care of it. You don't get to burn the mortgage now. You have to make another installment on Thursday.
You're not going to get totally run over by the truck by doing this. I mean, because the early gesture, but no, good job, and they better be there Thursday.
Yeah, my wife, by the way, at least she really carries on in such a way that the Valentine's not that big of a deal. And if it was, then I guess our trip to Denver.
Yeah, but you got something going on. You got something going on.
We're doing
this
something.
This is Valentine's, or is this for you? This is for you.
It really kind of is. It really kind of is.
It's her Valentine's gift to you, or this has nothing to do with it?
It's completely unrelated. I didn't even realize, when I ordered the tickets to watch, but I'm going to The Who tonight. I have tickets to the concert to watch The Who in Denver tonight. And I guess it's in February. The Valentine's never came into my mind when I go, we should go to the concert, honey. We should go. This is one of those. They're not going to tour a lot more. We should go. It wasn't like, ooh, it'd be a nice romantic trip in Denver. That was not the thought. No, that was not the thought. There you go. I came clean. There you go.
But now,
if I get points out of it, you bet. But
now she's
going to
be Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah, well, you know, I give you an idea how romantic I am. here's how romantic I am. I told Kim we're going to go and stuff, and this I kind of planned a few things for us to do when we're in Denver and stuff. And she goes, you know, this is the first trip that you and I have gone on since, well,
pre-kids.
Like 20 years. Well, yeah, pretty close to that. Not quite pre-kids. We just had the kid. And so it's been 20 years since my wife and I went alone somewhere without any kids around.
That her choice?
Yeah, it's been okay. You know, I mean, we like the kids, and we've done a lot of stuff. We've gone a lot of places, but there's always been somebody that can call us mom or dad, and we have to turn around. Now if we hear mom or dad this week, maybe we don't have to listen to that turn around.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way today. We're going to talk with Matt Cotney about Nebraska women's basketball 6-game winning streak and their win last night. Jordan Hooper and Lindsay Moore and the crew, where will they end up right now? Bracketology for women, have them number 6 and on the up swing. So that's a good spot for, I think, any time that you can fall anywhere between 3 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the place you got to be. I mean, unless you're Duke, Kansas, or you're a perennial team that thinks you have a chance to win a national title and you want to be 1 or 2. But if you want to be a team that has a legit shot of winning a couple of games, you got to be in that 3 through 6 round.
Well, first round, you're playing in 11. First round, you're playing in 11.
Which
probably
worked out real well for the ladies last year.
Well, and then the one after that, you're playing a 3 seed. And, you know, 3 seeds aren't your favorites to be national champions, you know. So that's a game that you can – it'd be an upset, but it'd be a game that you can handle. It'd be a game that you can win. And then if you win that, chances are you're playing a 2 seed. And, again, that's – a little bit harder, but not incredibly harder.
Yeah.
You know, so 6 seeds, not too shabby.
Dan Lanusky is going to continue our state wrestling preview. Adams Central taking 7, and we'll talk with the coach in the second half of the show today. Also, your thoughts on this, and then there's another big story we want to get to because it is wrestling week, and I'll get to this whole dropping of wrestling in the 2020 Olympics, which is the big story this morning. About fell off my chair when I saw that when I came to work this morning. But another story that's not quite as big right now, but Colorado State's basketball team is ranked for the first time since 1954.
Ooh, that long.
Tim Miles was the coach. Now he's at Nebraska. Can he do the same thing? Okay. A different competition. And that is
sure.
The number one thing. You will. Nebraska will. I'm still going to say Nebraska will probably never be 19-4. It's going to be a long time Ten conference.
Yeah, not, yeah,
19-4 is what they are.
I'm not so sure. Some of the ranked teams in the Big Ten are 19-4.
Wes Eichmeyer and the two Smith boys from Ralston are still a part of this Colorado State team, and Jesse Carr, who tore up his ACL in preseason, is hoping to get to come back next year as an old man, but he is still part of the team as well. So there was a lot of that talk. Why can't these kids, are they good enough to play at Nebraska? And there are both sides of this. Does this lend any validation to that, or do you still say this is a non-BCS conference and right now they're at the top of it and that's why they're ranked?
Well, it is. It is that. But that doesn't mean they're not a good team. You know, Gonzaga is some years has been a pretty darn good team. There are Butler. I don't think they're in the BCS conference, and they've been runner up a couple of years and came a half court shot rimming in and out of upsetting Duke for a national title. So you can win and be awfully good in those. You know, Creighton's been pretty solid. They're a non BCS school, but it is a different animal because you're playing in a conference that is not going to be 7, 8, 9 teams deep. And the Big Ten is the top 6 can play anywhere against anybody, anytime, especially on a neutral floor. And then the next few teams are almost, those are the, like, whether or not 7 or 8 teams are going to get in is kind of where the bubble is this year for the Big Ten. Now, the Big Ten is having an incredible year on the men's draw in terms of their depth and the top 10 are Big Ten schools. You know, so I mean, they're having a unique year in terms of how deep they are. But let's face it, most of those BCS conferences, you're going to be a lot deeper in terms of where your talent level is, and it's harder to be that team and as you say, come up with that big record where you're 19-4 or 20-3 or whatever.
Indiana's 21-3, number one. Michigan State's 20-4, number eight. 17-6, Ohio State, number 13. Wisconsin, 17-7, ranked 20th. Just to give you some comparison on where those schools that are ranked out of the Big Ten currently are. And Minnesota is 26th right now in the polls. So you've got five ranked, and Minnesota is 26th. And Nebraska gets ready to play at Indiana tomorrow and host Michigan State on Saturday.
Wisconsin is like your five seed in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Wrap your mind around that. They're in the top. They're number 20 in the country. They're the five seed in the conference.
And it's still not as tough as UNK volleyball. So there you go. Tomorrow on our Loper Link, Kevin Chaney will come in and talk Loper basketball. Damon Day is going to come in. They opened their season today out at Metro, and the storm didn't delay that, it sounds like. Also, Brian Laux, Hastings High head wrestling coach. They've got eight going, which is the most in quite some time, including his son, who is projected to win a state title, which would be pretty cool at 106. So we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. But here's where I think Nebraska, and I think this area, because we do have Kearney, and we do have Grand Island, and we do have Amherst, and we do have Central City, and we do have Wood River, and you go on down the line, and you tell me who, if I'm missing, and Lexington is resurgent this year. I believe there is definite interest in wrestling, and we try to cover it better than anybody else, and I hope we do. And we've got the duels next week, and we got the state tournament this week. But the IOC, overnight, daytime to them, overnight to us, has decided to scrap one of the oldest sports in the Olympic program and remove wrestling from its list of core sports. It has been in the modern Olympics since they started again back in 1896 in Athens. There were 344 athletes that competed in London, 11 medal events for freestyle, 7 Greco-Roman, Tervell Delagnev, Jordan Burroughs, go on down the line of connections to this part of the world. Now, as more comes out, if I got this right, they want to have just about 26 sports. So they said, we're going to add a new sport to keep it modern, so we need to cut an old sport. And now this is not from the IOC, but this is from people that were either in the room or there, so your sources. It was voted out from a final group that included modern pentathlon, taekwondo, and field hockey. So those three sports, according to the IOC, are more popular worldwide than wrestling.
I can't wrap my mind around that. I just can't, because wrestling is the oldest sport. And to me, you have that wonderful connection with the Olympics to ancient Greece. I mean, that's why they have the ceremony and they light the flame there, and the flame travels across the world and it goes to the host city eventually. And what is one of the main events that was in the original Olympics? It was wrestling. And to me, there was that wonderful connection between the old and the new, the ancient and the modern, that you lose when you lose. The modern pentathlon was not there in the ancient Olympics. They weren't pistol shooting, fencing, swimming, show jumping, and cross-country running. That's what it is.
Okay, now, this does not mean, although for all intents and purposes it does, but it does not 100% eliminate wrestling in 2020. But it will join 7 other sports in applying for inclusion. And we've known that baseball, softball, that is trying to get in together, is one of those sports. The other sports, karate, squash, roller sports, sport climbing, which I guess would be going up the rock walls, wakeboarding, and wushu. And I hope I pronounced that right. And I even looked up wushu this morning. It is another type of martial arts popular in China. And that takes me to John from Kearney, who is fired into the Dent Popper inbox. Wow, is the IOC really going to cut international-style wrestling, the oldest sport in the world, from the Olympics after 2020? How about cutting badminton, table tennis, or the modern pentathlon? What's next? Adding women's needlepoint? A secretive vote in the corrupt IOC. Thanks, China. And you know what? All of these sports, when you're talking wushu.
Yeah. There's not a lot of American
wushu. What the hell is that?
Not a lot of
just because it's
all about money, and I think that's one of the reasons why softball and baseball got booted out, because they take up two entirely different venues for a long period of time for events that don't garner that much television revenue, that much attendance, and so I think that's why those are lost and probably aren't going to come back as a result of that. But wrestling doesn't take up that much time or space. I mean, I was following Travell through the course of, I think, one day in terms of when they wrestled.
Which
and it was late.
Also
it was
also crap, late. But yes, you're right.
But the point is, it didn't take that up that much time, didn't take up that much resources. And again, all your stands were there. Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, you know, and European countries, especially the Scandinavian ones, fairly popular here in North America. Now, again, I don't think wrestling is that popular in South America, and maybe I'm wrong, but the point is, Washu? Where is Washu Pasa? I hadn't heard that until you just said that. I never even heard of that sport until now. So to me, when you compare those, they're not even close. They're not even close. But I do think wrestling has a better chance of staying as outside of that core sport than baseball or softball is in terms of getting in.
Well, they all seem to be the same contact man physical sports. I don't understand why you would add one in place of another when I can't imagine there would be 344 Wushu competitors in the next Olympics. Golf and rugby come in 2016, and that modern pentathlon has actually been on the docket since 1912. It wasn't like it was just added 8 years ago. So I guess there you go, and I know it has a lot of folks, and we'll have more discussion, I'm sure, when we're down at the state wrestling tournament Thursday and Friday. But let's switch gears here. I promised Matt Coatney, and he agreed to join us on the program at this time of the day, back from beautiful Iowa City, where it was another exciting game last night, and Matt Coatney joined Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt, good morning. How are you?
You know, it is a lot better getting 3 hours of sleep after you are on a six-game winning streak than when you roll in at 3:30 with a loss. So I'm doing great right now. Thanks for having me on, fellas.
Well, everybody might listen to the score this morning or pick up the headlines and see 76-75. And Iowa always wants to give Nebraska their best shot, and I think vice versa. But Nebraska really had this game pretty much in control until the very end.
12-point lead with 8:24 to go. And then let's think about this. Iowa, with a record of 5-5 and on a three-game losing streak and playing the top three teams in the league in a four-game stretch coming up, was desperate. They're the textbook definition of desperate, and they gave Nebraska everything they had. They played so hard. Huskers weren't real smart in the last 3 minutes. Big foul against the best free-throw shooter, Jamie Prinney, with less than 2 minutes to go, put her at the line, and the Huskers made a couple of plays that really you don't want to see them make. But bottom line is, this team has won four straight conference road games for only the second time in school history. That's amazing. This Nebraska team, since they joined the Big Ten, is 10-4 on the road in league games. And they've won six games in a row in during league play for only the third time in school history. So a one-point win or a 50-point win, they all look the same when you start looking at it. And this team is tough enough to win on the road, and it's just been a lot of fun watching it.
Thanks for joining us. This is Randy Bushcutter here. And when I look at this streak, one thing that I guess if you wanted to be a negative Nelly, you could kind of point out, this has not been the elite top of the conference. I think only one of the teams they beat in the last six actually has a winning record within the conference now. Are they just getting hot at the right time, or is this just kind of a soft schedule for Nebraska during this streak?
Well, yeah, let's throw out the soft schedule. The soft schedule is when the Huskers got to go play at Indiana. Indiana is the worst team in the league. That wasn't part of it. Look, the Huskers went to Minnesota where they had never won and beat the team that was the leading scoring team in the conference. During this streak, they have had to play the conference's leading scorer three times and held them in check. They played a Michigan State team that was ranked and only had one loss on the season and was fourth in the nation in scoring defense. And here's a great stat for you. Michigan State, until they played Nebraska, had kept the other team's leading scorer below their average points for the season until Jordan Hooper went off for 25 points in the game. Michigan State is definitely not a weak part of the schedule. Minnesota with Rachel Banham, and Rachel Banham was the conference's leading scorer until Nebraska held her well below her average twice. They are not a weak team. Northwestern, they had just defeated this Iowa team at Iowa. Northwestern is a team that plays a very, very strange style. If you get a win at Northwestern, that is a tremendous win. And Iowa, well, they've knocked off six ranked teams this year. In fact, they're the only team in the country that's played at least three ranked teams that's undefeated against ranked teams. So you want to call the soft schedule. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is Nebraska was picked second in the league. The only team they've lost to, or the teams they've lost to, are the number one team in the league, Penn State, Purdue, who they were tied with going into last night, and then Illinois, who I think is the most improved team in the league. All of those are going to be NCAA tournament teams. So you look at it however you want, but Nebraska is beating the teams behind them in the schedule, and what that means is they're in second place in the league now.
Matt Coatney, voice of the Nebraska women's basketball team, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They'll see another one of the great players on Thursday night in Ohio State in this league. But boy, Ohio State is the disappointment of the league, aren't they, Matt?
Yeah, they are a little bit. Jim Foster is a guy who expects to be in the NCAA tournament. Here's what's happened to Ohio State. They lost probably the best player in the league last year to graduation in Samantha Perhalis. Then they lost Calpana Beach, who was their starting big forward, to an injury right before the season started. And then Amber Stokes, who was the league's defensive player of the year last year, she's missed four games with a knee injury, and her numbers are way down since she came back. They thought Taylor Hill, who right now is leading the league in scoring, could play the point guard, and they found out her points went way down when they did that. So they're having to play a freshman at point guard in Amaris Alston, and they're struggling to figure it out. Now, they have won three games in a row. So you've got the two hottest teams in the league meeting Thursday night in Lincoln. Huskers are on a six-game winning streak. Ohio State's on a three-game winning streak. They're a desperate team. They, like Iowa, are slated to be a first and second-round NCAA tournament host, and that would be very embarrassing to an Ohio State program that, you know, Nebraska knocked out of the Big Ten tournament last year after they had won that tournament three straight years. They had a 31-game home winning streak snapped this year. And, Ohio State, they're on the ropes, but they also have a lot of weapons. And Taylor Hill is going to get her points. She is a scoring machine and fun to watch.
You know, we hear a lot about Jordan Hooper, and rightfully so, but talk a little bit about Lindsay Moore. She averages just a little bit less than what Hooper does. And to me, she's just very efficient, for lack of a better word, in terms of what shots she takes and what she does with the basketball.
Yeah, and really last night was just a great illustration of what you're talking about. No points in the first half and only took one shot, yet Nebraska had a nine-point lead. And when I talked to Zeros on the postgame show, I said, was there any kind of intentional plan to get you more shots in the second half? She said, no, I just took what came to me. Well, she had 14 points. But check this stat line out. This is a senior All-American point guard kind of stat line. 14 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 turnover, played the full 40 minutes. She's the only player in Nebraska history with 1,500 points, 600 assists. She's going to set the record for most minutes played in school history on Thursday night. Has a real good look at being the all-time assist leader in school history, and really is just like a coach on the floor. And she hit two big free throws near the end to ice the game. She, and you're exactly right, her efficiency really grounds that team, and the Huskers are doing what they're doing because of what she's doing. It's no secret, and it's no surprise that the reason Nebraska has only won four consecutive road games in conference play twice in school history is because Lindsay Moore was a point guard on both of those teams.
Well, we've had her on the Doug and Daddy Show. She's a bright young lady and a delight to talk to. And Matt Coatney with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, voice of the Husker women. What is still the Achilles heel of this ball club, Matt?
Well, the Achilles heel is defense, Connie Yorey. Of course, you'll say that during most seasons. But, you know, Connie Yorey has always said that zone is a four-letter word. She's had to play a lot of zone this year because this team is undermanned, really only playing about 7 or 8 players. Most of the players who are out there that you see have some kind of injury right now. So they cannot play the tough, in-your-face, full-court deny defense that's been a hallmark of Connie Yorey's teams. But defense, the way they've been playing it, has actually been the catalyst to get them to this six-game winning streak. I think the other thing that's really going to hurt Nebraska as they go along is teams that have big physical posts. You saw last night Morgan Johnson really dictated on the block. Huskers were able to overcome it, but those are the kind of teams that give Nebraska problems because of lack of depth in the post. Jordan Hooper and Emily Katie do a tremendous job. Megan Williams is the first post off the bench. She hardly practices because of her foot injury. And then you come back with Katie Simon. She's really banged up right now. Adrienne Maurer had to end her career due to a back injury, so the Huskers are very, very limited in the post right now.
Is 3-2 down the stretch good enough to stay out of that play-in game at the Big Ten tournament, Matt?
Wow, that's a great question. I think it depends on how those things shake out. I think 10 wins is probably going to get Nebraska a first-round bye. And I'll be completely honest with you, I don't think Connie Yori cares about the conference tournament. I think she cares about the tournament after that one. And I think Nebraska, with one more win, would pretty much lock up that. The conference tournament title would be nice, certainly, but I think last year, after the Huskers expended so much energy to win three games and almost win the conference title and a double overtime loss to Purdue, they ended up with two players hurt because of playing four games in 4 days. It completely ruined the team's preparation for Kansas. I'm not exactly sure who Nebraska could have beaten last year in the NCAA tournament because Hooper and Haley Sample couldn't practice, and really they're still suffering the effects of those injuries. So right now, I think what's important to Connie Yori is the tournament after the Big Ten tournament. Certainly getting a first-round bye would be huge for Nebraska because then you don't have to play that play-in game, just like you said. And I think if they can get to 10 wins, certainly they would get a first-round bye.
Do you think it's a reasonable expectation that Nebraska can, A, get into the tournament and then win a game or two?
You're talking about the NCAA tournament? Yeah. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It all depends on the seeding. Right now Nebraska is a solid, I think all projections say, a sixth seed. My good friend Debbie Antonelli, who's the best TV analyst working women's college basketball last night of the game, said she thought Nebraska possibly could climb into being one of the top 16 teams, which would be a four seed. I think that would be kind of a tough road to hoe. Nebraska, I think, would have to pretty much win all but one of their games the rest of the regular season and then make a big run in the Big Ten tournament. So I think to be safe, you say a five or six seed, and then you have a very winnable game in your first game. And then, really, if you're a five or a six seed, the three or four that you're going to play would be a very, very winnable game. So, yeah, that's Lindsay Moore's goal, her stated goal. She wants to make a run in March, and Connie Yori knows that, and that's what they're pointing to right now.
Am I reading this right? Is there a full 2 weeks off between the Big Ten tournament and the start of the NCAA? Isn't that different, Matt?
It's not only it's different. The coaches in the Big Ten hate it, and I really, frankly, don't understand it, and I think it's a big disadvantage for the Big Ten teams in terms of momentum. And one of the really bizarre things about the Big Ten schedule is they start prior to the 1st of January. A lot of major conferences don't start until January. And then they push these games. You'll have three games in a week sometimes. You get two bye games, and then you sit for 2 weeks after the Big Ten tournament. There's not a coach in the league who really likes this format, and I think certainly it's talk enough about that they got to address it. But yeah, you're reading it correctly. I'd like to drink the Kool-Aid and tell you great reasons for it, but I've not talked to a coach who likes it, and I can find a lot of reasons to tell you why I think it hurts teams in this league.
Well, we will continue to follow Nebraska women's basketball just like we do with all the sports. And Matt, we appreciate you giving us some time. Keep up the great work, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it. I really enjoyed being on your show, fellas. Thanks for your time.
Take care.
Thanks, Matt.
Matt Cotney, voice of the Nebraska women's basketball team, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Coming back, we have got a lot more to chat about Husker women. You know what? Before we go to the break, though, the point is the psyche, the mentality of everybody, even Matt, but along with the coaches and the players, of what happened last year, as he said, in that Big Ten tournament, turning around and then playing in the NCAA tournament flat against Kansas, a game they should have won, it makes you look at, well, what good does this Big Ten tournament do us? I mean, it's hard to throw the game, but what would you do if you threw out your second five?
Well, but there's a lot of teams that build momentum for the next tournament by playing well in their conference tournament. So, I mean, there's good and there's bad. It depends on what your situation is.
Well, what time do you rein it back? I mean, where's that decision? I mean, they don't want to expend all this energy, but yet if they keep winning, they'll keep advancing. And if you're not expending energy, then you're not trying. I mean, that's a very fine line to walk.
Well, if you're playing on Sunday and then you got another game on Thursday, that's probably not enough time to heal up and lick your wounds and get better. 2 weeks, you're going to have time.
Yeah, I would think maybe.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Maybe
you're gonna have time.
Of course, you know what always happens. Once you start getting it going, you want to keep.
They're keeping score, aren't they? We're going to play hard because they're keeping score, aren't they? You know, so I mean, you play to win the game.
We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Reaffirm weight loss for every reason.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss pills and promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Listen to what this doctor said about Refirm.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Refirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
She tells her friends you're a sweet guy. Prove it. This Valentine's Day, be her hero with the Valentine's Day bouquet from Edible Arrangements. Juicy heart-shaped pineapples and strawberries dipped in gourmet chocolate. To order the Valentine's Day bouquet, visit one of our locations. Call 1-877-DO-FRUIT or go to ediblearrangements.com. Gifts start at $29. To celebrate early, see our Valentine's specials like free delivery at ediblearrangements.com/sweet.
Edible Arrangements.
See website for details. Prices and store participation may vary.
Do you secretly wish your kids would call you coach? Do cheerleaders get jazz from watching you? Sounds like you're a devoted sports fan. And for that, Jim Beam would like to raise a glass to you. That's because they're no strangers to devotion. Jim Beam has been making history by crafting the world's finest bourbon for 7 generations. So here's to you, devoted sports fan, for carrying the entire team on your back. Drink smart. Jim Beam Bourbon. 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2013. James B. Beam Distilling Company, Clare.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with a high of 47. West winds stay from 5 to 15. That will stay partly cloudy into tonight with a low near 21, followed by a high of 53 Wednesday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 34.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter back with you on this Tuesday program. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up, so don't forget about that. And don't forget that when it's lunchtime, the place to enjoy is the Chicken Coop, Grand Island or Kearney. Oh, Fodder Park starts next week. Chicken Coop pregame, Chicken Coop postgame, one, both, either, or. They'll be there for you. And their lunch specials are Monday through Friday. And on this Tuesday, get $1 off any salad. And, of course, you can get flavored on the chicken, any of their wings, sauces, makes it even better.
Jalapeno garlic, baby. Jalapeno garlic.
That's where you knock it out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is the best.
I like honey Dijon, which... You don't think, but that's spicy. It's a little hot, too.
Yeah, but it's too much mustard for me. I'm not a big mustard guy.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Dijon is a mustard.
Yeah, I know, there, but, yeah. You know, it just, it does, you know, I'm just, you know, it's not, it's good. That's cool.
Okay,
you know what? I'm going to tell you this.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't had.
They're all good.
They're all good. I haven't had
Everyone
that
I've had, good.
two mustard.
They're very good.
But jalapeno garlic, oh yeah, oh yeah.
I usually don't get barbecue because I can get something else on the menu that's barbecue.
Right.
Just like you can, folks, at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, where they've got great food and drink specials every night and lunch specials every day. Don't forget their party room. Maybe have a little graduation here in the near future. Maybe you've got a little get-together with the friends. Maybe it's alumni, whatever it is. Maybe it's just a meeting at work. They can take care of you. Call today for more information. And Tuesday night, it's Wing Basket Night every Tuesday for just $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. Every Tuesday night, it's only $5. Kick back, watch basketball, watch whatever you want to watch. They'll put it on for you at the Chicken Coop, including hockey. Cardi Grant.
And then the kids like the barbecue. So a little hockey, a little barbecue wings. Yeah, I have kids at my house I can make happy with that.
As long as they're happy.
Well, except I'm not doing that tonight, am I?
No. Girls sub-district basketball tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Adams Central plays Sandy Creek, 6:30 tip-off, albeit Grand Island Northwest on Classic Hits 98.9 for the start of the C19 sub-district, as Minden will take on Gibbon at 5:45, and Kearney Catholic will take on St. Paul at 7:30. And then the winners will meet on a Thursday, and we'll continue to have that for you as well. State Wrestling Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be live down there. All 3 days with coverage on our network of stations.
We got a, wrestling and awesome. And the coverage that you do, by the way, I got to my hat to you. Outstanding. But there's a couple of really good basketball games coming up here. You know, Kearney Catholic versus Minden. You're assuming that on Thursday. You can't make that assumption just yet. But then the rematch of Adams Central and Kearney Catholic on Friday, too, right here on ESPN. Looking forward to both of those games.
And, something else that I'll mention, an Overton-Gibbon play this week.
That's that'd be a good one.
Boys matchup as well. Kearney High's got a couple of games. Hastings got a couple. St. Cecilia, of course, the boys winding down. But one thing that I don't know how much coverage it will get now, but it is, to me, and I know to a lot of people, poignant. And I don't remember it being the last game on the schedule, and maybe it just happens to be this year, or maybe it always has been. But Minden plays at Broken Bow on Friday night. Mm. And there will be a lot of emotion, I'm sure, on that night.
There will be.
For what happened over the last summer. And so hopefully that's a good competitive ball game, and hopefully all goes well. But again, it'll be a reminder of the tragic accident that that happened last summer.
And
but that is this Friday night, and it's in Broken Bow.
And that'll be a great moment of healing, too. That'll be neat.
Thinking of those folks again today, the Bloom family and Broken Bow again today. As we get ready to talk to Coach Linusky here in a couple of minutes, I want to touch on a couple of other things. Something that I just... There's some things I just don't like, I don't want to happen in sports, and this is one of them. The Big Ten athletic directors, and you can read the story from Lee Barfneck today in the Omaha World Herald. That's where most of this information is coming from. They have met the last couple of days in Chicago. Lee's been there. He's been tracking them down. And they have come out and said that they want to increase the number of conference football games. I hate that idea. I absolutely hate that idea. Right now it's 8-3, plus you're playing a conference championship game, which you hope to get to. I don't want 9 or 10 conference games where you don't ever get to play anybody else. And that way you're never – I mean, this is going to bring into question playing Oklahoma in 2021. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is going to bring into question playing any of these other schools.
Well, Iowa State.
And it's all because they're going to expand this with Rutgers and Maryland, and they're going to do it again. And I told you the day that Rutgers and Maryland came in, Nebraska is going to get hosed in this deal because they started off top heavy with Ohio State, Wisconsin. All the big boys were on their schedule. Not Illinois, not Purdue, not Indiana, not the mothers of the poor. With all due respect, they're improving. I get that. And you never know 10 years down the road. But there's nothing to say that in 3 years, when they redo this in 2 years, that those teams are still on the future schedule, and that it's not Ohio State, and all of a sudden they bring Wisconsin on our side, and it's the same old thing.
Mm-hmm.
The other major change, Jim Delaney says that telling those in attendance he won't interfere with Big Ten schools who want to schedule night games in November. Delaney told ESPN.com that Nebraska, Penn State, and Ohio State had lobbied for more night games.
More revenue? More? Well, it's good for the community. hotel stays for Lincoln, hotel stays in Madison. I mean, economically speaking, that's very beneficial. Ratings are much better. Exposure nationally is much better with those night games.
Yeah, those night games are great until people start freezing to death.
Well, nobody's going to freeze to death. It's November.
But
we know how to dress warmly in here in the Midwest.
I know. But they also need, see, this is what TV. Well, you want to play at 2:30 in November. You don't want to play at 11 in the morning. You don't want to play at 7 at night. You want to play at 2:30. And I think maybe this has something to do with playing at night as opposed to playing at 11 in the morning.
Well, yeah. Given those options, I mean, what are your numbers going to be? What are your ratings going to be for those games? Your ratings are going to be a whole lot better. No, I mean, not even close. 11 in the morning game versus 7 o'clock at night? Not even close.
9 conference games would result in 4 home games one season and 5 the next out of a 12-game regular season. 10-game slate would allow for only 2 non-conference games, both of which would have to be home games for Nebraska to get to 7. And how often is that going to happen? It could happen, but it's always going to be, you know.
Yeah, if you have that
Arkansas
odd number.
I mean, it's going to be tough. It's going to be Arkansas State or below. It's going to be Idaho State. I mean, you can't even do a 2-for-1 anymore.
You're going to have to be that. We're going to pay you to come here, and you take your beating like a man, and we'll write you a big check.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the games you're going to get with that.
You can't say Southern Miss, Wyoming.
No, we'll
come to your place once, but you got to come here twice. It's not going to happen. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Well, it is a little top-heavy. And again, I got to do a little bit of math here. I guess if you had 7-7, you play the 6 teams in your side and then play 2 teams on the other side, play 8 games. I could see playing 8. But you start getting up to 9-10, you can't do anything else with your schedule. You're just hamstringing yourself with everything else.
All right, well, we'll see how it all plays out. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. Let's take a look at our poll question. Which game was more exciting over the weekend? Michigan-Wisconsin with the half-court shot, basically, to force overtime, or the 5-overtime game between Notre Dame and Louisville?
Well, Wisconsin had the plays. You know what I mean? I mean, they had that highlight play. It was like, oh, it's a nice novelty. You played 5 overtimes, but wow, buzzer beaters in period-ending plays there on the Wisconsin side. I think the Wisconsin game was better. And I didn't really get to watch it in person. I'm just gauging this from the highlights I've seen.
Really split vote. 53% took the Notre Dame-Louisville game. 47% took Wisconsin-Michigan. So there you go. Folks, our poll question for today, wrestling has been dropped from the 2020 Olympics. How disappointed are you that it won't be featured? Very disappointed, a little disappointed, or not disappointed at all. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. We will send this to Jacques Rogge, the president of the IOC, our little poll question. Wrestling dropped. Vote today at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're back after this.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I had the Cunningham's Journal. Why, thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi internet to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. No more excuses. No time to waste. Valentine's is here. Don't wait another minute. You gotta order your sweetheart something special and decadent and delicious. How about this from Fannie Mae Berries, the legendary Chicago chocolate company? Dipped strawberries. And unlike other dipped strawberries that use an oil-based compound, not real chocolate, Fannie Mae Berries uses rich, premium, 100% chocolate in these large, juicy strawberries. And Fannie Mae berries are dipped and shipped within 24 hours. They're always fresh. I've had 2 boxes of Fannie Mae berries. You cannot believe how fresh and how tasty they are. Order now, and you'll get a special offer. A half dozen decadent strawberries, only $19.99. That's $10 off the regular price. But you need to order by today to get the $19.99 special delivered in time for Valentine's. Go to fmberries.com now. That's F as in Fannie, M as in May, berries.com. Click on the mic, upper right corner, enter my name, Colin. Remember, fmberries.com and...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance.
As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with a high of 47. West winds stay from 5 to 15. That will stay partly cloudy into tonight with a low near 21, followed by a high of 53 Wednesday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 34.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
Okay, there you go.
I got a little taste. I got a little taste of what I'm seeing tonight. Hope I die before I get old.
Wow.
It just kind of an ironic lyric now is all.
You're crazy. Absolutely.
I heard there was still Austin concert. I'm looking forward to it.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and we're joined by Dan Lineski, the head wrestling coach at Adams Central. Coach, how you doing? Thanks for giving us a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, Doug, doing fine. How are you?
Well, we're doing great, getting ready here. I want your initial reaction, because I think maybe you also have a perspective with being in the reserves and being overseas a lot, and then this, so you know the international wrestling scene. Your reaction to wrestling being dumped from the Olympics in 2020?
Well, I think it reeks of dishonesty. And I think there's something happening with the International Olympic Committee that's under the table, and I don't know what, but wrestling's an up-and-coming sport, especially in the Olympics, and to drop it is a travesty.
Did anyone see this coming? I mean, I hadn't even heard that this was even up for debate.
No, I don't think so, and from what I've read, it was a secret vote by members of the IOC, and the vote was taken in, and wrestling was the sport that they decided to vote out of the Olympics.
Well, we'll find out more about this, but let's concentrate on Adams Central Wrestling again in a tough B3 district at York that featured yourself and Aurora and Seward and Northwest and some really good balanced wrestling there. No district champs, so that means that first round is going to be very interesting. A lot of 2 and 3 seeds for you.
Well, we looked at the draws, and we feel like we have draws that where we can compete. My son Derek, he's got a good chance. He's a good battler. Tyler Joseph is wrestling well. Jack Berry's wrestling well. Andrew Schilke's wrestling pretty well right now. So, you know, we like our draws, and we feel like if we just go out there and wrestle our match, that we can win some of these, or maybe quite a few of them.
Adams Central coach Dan Lineski joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for a couple minutes to talk about the Patriot wrestling team. What are realistic goals right now for the 7 that you're taking?
You know, we think we can bring home 2 or 3 medals. We certainly hope so. You know, as a team, we don't have the bullets to fight for a team title or anything. We're always excited if we can get into the top 10, and hopefully that's where we can be if we stay healthy throughout the weekend and just wrestle to our ability.
And not to play up your son's aspect, but he was the highest-rated kid on the Adams Central team. Is his bracket set up that he might have a chance to be wrestling on Friday night and get into Saturday afternoon?
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, before his one-point loss in the finals, he'd racked up 30 wins in a row. So he'd been wrestling pretty well, and actually he out-wrestled his opponent in the finals. He got caught on his back once, made one mistake, and outside of that, he really controlled the match.
There's a Blair kid, Gage Ryan, and then an undefeated kid from Alliance that could possibly be in his way. Have you seen either one, and can you tell us anything about him?
Yeah, well, certainly we want to take care of the first-round opponent. He's got 31 wins, so he's, you know, no slouch. So we haven't talked much about the second round, but we've wrestled Gage Ryan from Blair, and my son had pinned him in the second period. So hopefully if we get that far, we'll have the same luck that we had the first time.
And finally, Dan, because I know you got to get back to class there, were you pleased with the way districts panned out for you on Saturday overall?
Overall, getting seven kids to state is good. Yeah, so I'm pleased with that. Kind of had one or two slip away, both the Rosvet brothers. Cole Rosvet had an extremely tough weight class, and most days he would have wrestled and got through there, but he didn't quite make it. And then his younger brother, Eric, was just a few points away. So, yeah, I'm pleased with the overall results. It would have been nice to get those two guys in to go to state with us.
All right, Dan. Hey, we'll let you get back to class. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'll see you in Omaha on Thursday.
Hey, Doug. Appreciate the coverage.
Take care. Dan Lanowski, head wrestling coach, catching him while he just had a couple of minutes there, which is the way it is when you teach.
Yeah, I used to do that.
I was never that hurried. I was never in that much demand.
Anybody,
though,
yeah, I was going to say, anybody call you?
No, not really.
Hey, can you make the meeting tonight? Hey, it's truck month, folks, at your Midway Auto Dealership. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And you can check them out at Midway, thinkmidway.com. Right now, they currently have an entire stock of Silverados 2013s and 45 Ram 2012 and 2013. Major difference between that, because the 2012 urea free diesels are all back and forth there. So whatever kind that you want, it's truck month. Great deals, up to $8,000 back from the manufacturer on the Silverados, nearly $9,000 back from the manufacturer on the Ram truck. So check them out today. And if you're in the maybe you don't need a brand new Ram or Silverado or different style or make of truck, it is truck month, and they've got pre-owned trucks as well on their lot at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Midway, it's a better way. Check them out online, thinkmidway.com, or in person at South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia when we return.
Valentine's Day is coming fast. Send a delicious treat to your sweetheart. Giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. These sweet berries are dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey toppings and covered with chocolate chips, crushed almonds, and a decorative swizzle. Plus, radio listeners can double the berries for just $10 more. You've got to see these enormous berries for yourself. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in my password, SCORE. Don't wait. Order now.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
More high school sports action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Girls sub-district basketball begins this week, and on Classic Hits 98.9, the Minden Whippets take on Gibbon Tuesday night at 5:45, followed by Kearney Catholic taking on St. Paul at 7:30. Then the state high school wrestling tournament comes your way Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with live coverage of the semifinals Friday at 5 on Classic Hits. Keep it here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with a high of 47. West winds stay from 5 to 15. That will stay partly cloudy into tonight with a low near 21, followed by a high of 53 Wednesday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 34.
You know what happens with concerts. You know what people think when you go to concerts of bands from the 60s and early 70s, right?
I do not care. I'm just air drumming and having a good time.
Good seats.
I don't care.
You're going to be somewhere where you can filter the air.
Row 16, baby.
Okay. All right.
I got tickets early.
Oh, boy. All right. The Who tonight in Denver. Randy Bushcutter, fired up to be there.
I am. I'm jazzed, and I'm wearing Loper gear. I realize, you know, Metro and those guys aren't in the conference anymore, but still going to represent. L is for Loper, baby.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, we're going to give away a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. It is a grill's best friend. Again, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776, and you can be on the Doug and Daddy Show with a chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. So many different ways we could go with our trivia question today, so let's get to it. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jason,
tomorrow Nebraska men's basketball will play a number one team for the 16th time in school history. Who was the last number one team that Nebraska beat?
Kansas?
Not Kansas. Excellent guess. I figured that would probably
be. It was an excellent guess because that was my guess, too.
Yeah, the last five times that Nebraska's played a number one team, it was Kansas. All five times. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Brandon,
do you know the answer? Who's the last number one men's basketball team that Nebraska has beaten?
I'm going to say Texas.
Not Texas. They were number two when Nebraska beat them. I know where he's going with that.
Yeah, and given another couple of days, they would have been number one because the number one team had been beaten. So he was just the timing of the game didn't work out. Otherwise, Texas would have been the answer.
Let's stay with that. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Christian.
Do you know the answer? Who's the last number one team that the Nebraska men's basketball team has beaten?
I want to say Illinois. That's not right.
Well, at least you already knew that. You're right. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Love to have you on the program today. Who are we chatting with?
Tony.
Do you know the answer? The last number one team that Nebraska's men's basketball team has beaten?
I'll guess Kansas State.
Not Kansas State, although that is one of the three number one teams that Nebraska's beaten in their history. Nebraska's beaten three number one teams. Kansas State was one of them way back in 1958. Nebraska beat number one Kansas State, but that wasn't the last time. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, do you know the answer? The last number one team that the Nebraska men's basketball team beat?
How about Oklahoma?
Not Oklahoma, although they were number one when Nebraska lost to them back in 1990, and I think that might have been in the conference tournament, actually. Nebraska did not win that game either. No clues, though. No clues.
I won't.
Let's stay with it. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, pretty close to changing the question, though. Who are we chatting with?
Mark.
Mark, do you know the answer? The last number one team that Nebraska men's basketball beat?
Let's try Arkansas.
Not Arkansas. No, good try. They did beat Arkansas in the NIT with Nolan Richardson. Yeah. I was at that game.
It was one of the last games Nolan coached, I think.
Held him like 14 points in the first half.
Yeah.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mark.
Mark. We got another Mark. Do you know the answer? The last number one team that the Nebraska men have defeated?
I think it was Missouri in 82.
Missouri in 82 is correct. Hang on the line. Congratulations. $25 coming your way. Thanks for calling. Hang on the line. All right, Jeff, take care of him. There you go.
And he knew the year.
I was about ready to roll over and do some wrestling trivia there.
I actually remember that game, you know. Sit down, Norm. I mean,
Yes.
Except it was at Missouri.
67-51. Yeah. Before that, Nebraska clipped Michigan at the Coliseum in 1964, and then Kansas State in 1958. In fact, Nebraska has only played the number one team once since 2002, and that was at Kansas in 2010. All that time, Kansas wasn't number one when Nebraska played them in conference, just once between 2002 and 2010. And 10.
Yeah, and that just shows you how hard it is to be rated number one. I mean, you know, it's been a revolving door this year because they keep getting beat, but it's not easy to be on top of the stack. It just isn't.
All right. Well, there you go. That is another full show on the Doug and Daddy Show. It flows right by. Tomorrow on the program, Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, is going to be in as my co-host. We'll talk with Loper Lake, Kevin Chaney, the head women's basketball coach at UNK, as they get ready for a rematch
with Fort Hays State and that rascally Tony Hobson on Saturday. We'll also catch up with Hastings High School wrestling coach Brian Laux and have a whole lot more. We want to thank Adams Central coach Dan Ledesky for joining us today, as well as the voice of the Nebraska women's basketball program, Matt Coatney, as the Husker women have won 6 in a row. Who are you? Who?
I'm a very happy man. That's who I am.
I hope your travel goes well.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I won't think of you while I'm gone, though. No offense.
Thank God, because
yeah.
I want you to enjoy
I won't get fooled again.
I'll see you next week, because I won't be here when you get back. I'll be at State Wrestling. Folks, have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.